Blog Talk Radio.
Forrester is a producer of royalty-free music. This opening track came from the Panoramic Stock track, Volume 1. It's appropriate that we play some music, at least as the opening and perhaps the closing, because music is so important to the presentation of a video, audio, video, and the like. But today we're going to spend our time talking about something new and different. It's in the video realm, but it's only been available for 48 hours, Dr. Kemps?
Yeah, it actually became available at early bird at 9 a.m. yesterday, the 22nd. Well, not yesterday, but on the 22nd, Thursday.
Now, for people who follow along with these information products that are out there, as you and I have talked about over many months here now, this is new and different. It has my interest at heart in terms of being video-based, but there's been so many of these videos that are enhancements that have been released over the last several months. This one seems to be different, getting the usual hype, and actually, I guess, a little bit more, because you're really involved in pushing it along and promoting it, aren't you?
Well, yeah, and as you know, and most of the listeners know, I do have Video FX, I do have Explaindio, I do have Easy Sketch 1 and 2, but I chose not to promote any of those as an affiliate or JV partner, not because they were bad products, but because there's just so much out there competing for your attention, and most people can't afford to have every single little item that pops up on the radar. This particular item, though, I had the opportunity to do some beta testing with. I'll be posting up some videos done that way here over the next few days. And it is an extremely powerful tool that is a different type of tool from your normal video tool out there. It's actually something you can use to get more value out of the video tools you already own by knowing how to properly get them up, get them into the marketplace, populate a niche, and drive your brand and traffic. So while it is technically a video tool, I would view it more as a video research, video optimization, competitor analysis tool, more so than a video creation tool, although it does have a rudimentary or basic video creation component in it. But the real strength of the tool lies in the ability to go in and analyze the market, research it, find the best keywords, and to sort out the competition. And if you don't know what the numbers indicate, it's color-coded for you, red, yellow, and green. And if you get a green, you know you've got a good market to go for, and perhaps a good video for that market.
Well, certainly I saw in the materials that I've looked at that it's a slide presentation video producer, which is perfectly good, as you have said. I mean, Animoto, one of my favorites, is a slide producing platform as well. So the fact that it's there and people find it easy to use is going to be very good. But just in talking about some of the topics, I guess the analytics is really what I have not understood. There's over 800 million YouTube visitors per month. That's a current statistic that's being used in the sales presentation, so it's got to be pretty darn accurate. And that number is certainly going up. But that's a vast number of people, a very big ocean. And when I put one video up online, I'm just going into that ocean, aren't I?
Well, actually, you're in a very small, shallow cove of that ocean. And unless people can find that little hidden cove nestled back behind that rock jutting out off of the Florida coast, they're probably not going to find you. And that's where this tool really comes into play. It's telling you where you need to be located in that giant ocean so that you've got the greatest opportunity of people bumping into you.
Well, why don't you take a few minutes to talk about the things that impressed you the most? What was the first one that really got your attention?
Well, I think primarily the way it will go in and it will analyze your video specifically for a particular niche or keyword, and it will show you what the competitive videos are out there, what they're using for keywords. It's totally white hat. And then it gives you the opportunity to title your video, which is extremely important, and to put in your proposed description of the video and your proposed tags. And what it will then do is it will generate a list of other tags that maybe you never thought of or never considered that you might want to use. And it will give you an idea based upon your title and your description and the tags you've chosen where your video is likely to rank in advance of actually putting it online. So you're able to tweak it and to optimize it before it ever goes live. So when it does go live, you're going to be out there and going to be seen by the search engines in a way that will tend to get it optimized and viewed by other people. And that's something none of the other real tools really do. They don't have it bound in the one interface to where you can research something, optimize it, rank it, create it. And if you want, there are certain features in it that you may or may not want to use involving posting and involving spinning of content. That's something that I leave to your own preferences. As a rule, it's something I don't get that involved with as far as spinning the content, but I do get involved with systematic posting.
Well, certainly the understanding of the competition, I can, from my own perspective, if I do a video, I'll look at the keywords that I'm that I have chosen, you know, no rhyme necessarily or reason except what I consider logical word choice, and I would Google that and see what or use YouTube and see what comes up and see if there's competition that I'm dealing with in the first place. Now, my niches are I guess a little bit different than some of the people who are out there, but in the most practical sense, we all, whether you're a barber. I recently went to the barber and asked if they have a website presence, and they don't. You know, and you wonder why. And basically, some of these businesses can just stay because they're in a neighborhood and they get enough business to keep everything going. But right across the street was another barber shop. You know, and I know of a third one. You know, and not that I go to all of them, but I just know where they are. And you realize that those are areas that people, when I started doing something, I came across a very high-end Los Angeles-based barbershop that's charging $30 for a haircut. because they've got an ambiance in there. So they've created their own little niche. And whether that's as fundamental as somebody would say, where's the nearest barber shop, or they just drive by and find one, the area that I'm really looking at now is the nautical industry, the yacht club in particular, because I'm doing some work for the Halifax River Yacht Club. And so now I'm going to start looking more aggressively as what's out there, what could be produced. All of those basic questions that I just kind of rambled through, they can be answered by this software?
Well, yeah, depending on how you pose it and what your real objective might be, your end game. For example, you're working with a local yacht club there. There may not be a lot of competition for that particular yacht club, but if you want to broaden the scope beyond the geo-targeting of that area, you can certainly apply it to connecting with other yacht clubs and other boating clubs, not only in your immediate area, but beyond that area, and do video production for them. And this would be a good way to build up that meta network.
Well, one of the points that's being made in the presentations for Vidneos, which is the name of it, where does the name like that come from? I mean, is it a contraction of something that I'm missing? What is Vidneos?
Well, I haven't gotten into breaking it down. There are all kinds of, you know, speculations. I'm sure if I ask Abby or Ben, they would tell me. There is a reference being made occasionally to a term going back to the movie The Matrix. And I don't know if it comes from that or not. And I'm sure for all of our study, you know, students of Latin out there, they can probably break it down and come up with something like new video. But I'm not really, you know, positive. It would be all speculation on my part.
Well, the name of the character was Neo, so you know, maybe there is that connection. But video niche analysis tells you exactly what your video is about and which keywords to use. How does something like that work?
Well, it's basically going out and it's analyzing the current tags and categorizations and descriptions of videos that are ranking for particular terms. And this particular tool looks both at YouTube and Google. And that's important because people don't realize how large of a search engine YouTube has actually become. And you've got increasingly people that go to YouTube to search for things and bypass Google altogether, although the two are basically
On that particular topic, the search engine for YouTube and Google, I mean, they're owned by the same company. I was under the impression that YouTube would return videos as search results and Google would return video plus text plus websites and a whole bunch of other stuff. Are they different?
Well, that is probably a good basic understanding. But you have to realize that with all of the users that YouTube has, most of them, if bypass Google altogether and go straight to YouTube when they're looking for a video on Daytona Yacht Club. Because they already know they're looking for a video. They don't really want photos. They don't want a lot of other, you know, things. They're a visual learner, and they're looking for something quick and full of information. And video delivers more content in a shorter amount of time than virtually any other format. Also, frequently with a higher level of credibility. That's why I always tell people whenever you're getting testimonials, you're best to get a video testimonial because that can be broken down into a text testimonial or a PDF testimonial or a written testimonial or an audio testimonial. They all are components that are present within the video. And increasingly, as YouTube is taken to creating transcripts of the videos, and as people begin to understand how they can go into that transcript after the video has been uploaded and edit it and customize it to make sure that it's properly structured with keywords and so forth, it takes on a whole new dimension. And once again, video is king. Video more than, you know, video content is king of all content.
Well, certainly it is more and more evident that that's taking place. Just a slight divergence, I came across a browser that works for the Android device to play Flash videos. And I know I didn't realize the magnitude of Flash not being on mobile devices, but it became very apparent because I was doing a website that utilizes the Ustream platform, and I trying to get it on my Android phone, my Samsung Note 3, I would just get a little square, a little box. And then somebody told me, and I was using Chrome browser or anything that I was aware of, well, there's something called Dolphin browser. And someday we can talk a little bit more about that, but it's focused on the mobile compatibility. And people are watching videos on mobile devices almost more than on traditional means, aren't they?
Well, that may be very true, in particular when you throw tabloids into the handheld devices like smartphones. And increasingly, that's going to be true of all, you know, digital usage is moving more and more away. If you stop to think about it, you know, the computer generation began with UNIVAC and a computer that took up a building. And then it gradually evolved into this thing called Apple that came out that was a box you could set on your desk. And then a PC device came out in a box you could put by your desk or on your desk. And that evolved into the laptop or the notebook-style computer. And now those have evolved into tablets and smartphones. And increasingly, because people have those devices with them virtually 24/7, more and more things are being viewed and used and listened to over those devices that you have in your pocket or in your, you know, book bag. Rather than sitting at a desk in an office or at home.
Well, we'll get back into the videos because we turned the corner onto the last portion of the show, and I know you've got other things to do as well. It comes, like most of these items, with license for one computer. There's a special offer right now for developers, a VA dot license. What's a VA license?
A virtual assistant. That would be I could buy a license, and if you were my virtual assistant, you would be authorized to use my program to do video work for me.
Okay, well, that's pretty neat. So a developer's license means that I could do I can install this on an unlimited number of computers, and actually I'm reading it, and install it on your assistant's computer as well. That's pretty generous, isn't it?
It is, and more important than all of that, the work you're doing for a yacht club, if they are in fact a client and you're doing work for them and it is not your domain, you need a developer license to do that work. Always get a developer license if you ever do any work for anyone else, because that license will allow you to do work for other people on domains you don't own and you don't host. Also, it will frequently, if not probably 90%+ of the time, allow you to do things on domains that you might sell or the term is flip to other people. So they don't get the software, but they can get use of the videos and so forth that have been created.
Now, if somebody's interested in what we've been talking about, probably listening to this days from now, but the bottom line to it is this stuff will be available, price points change. How would they get information? We'll assume that somebody hears this within the next day or two.
Well, they can go to Vidneos, VIDNEOS.info, and that is a site I own. They could also go to link, LENQ.me/Vidneos, VIDNEOS, and it will take them to a domain showing information. That's the easiest way. They're in a 7-day launch period beginning on the 22nd. Eventually, the product is going to sell for just under $200, at least as the target price. I don't know how soon it will get there. I'm not going to say or predict that it's going to get there on the 8th day. I don't know. But I do know that over 4,000 units have already been sold.
Well, it certainly seems like a very good and practical application. It's like, I guess, Explaindio, when it came out, it bundled together Video Maker FX and Easy Sketch Pro elements and made one product cover the ground of a few. But all of it keeps coming back to, you have to learn how to use this stuff. Is this to learn how to actually do?
It's not that complicated, but you're going to find more and more support developing over the days ahead. For example, I own two domains related to that very thing, VidneosClub.club and Vidneos Video Club, and those will be active in the weeks ahead. Right now, if you were to go there, they will redirect you to Vidneos.info. Also with the product, there are 10 bonus items that are available immediately through the download area, 7 with the main offer and 3 with the first OTO or one-time offer, which is for a self-populating video blog. And then there's also another offer involving lifetime support and so forth. That's the second offer. I think currently is at 27. And there's a coupon, I don't know if when this airs, if it will still be there, for 5 off. So at the initial purchase or your OTOs, if you enter the coupon code in your PayPal screen, 5 off, you will save $5 on your purchase. And like I say, that is subject to go away at any time. As we talk now, it is currently available and people are using it. So that's what I'm seeing. Now, I'm going to have additional bonuses offered beyond the initial 7 and 3 that you can see displayed if you go to my bonus page. If you're on videos.info, you'll see a link there to Minchprop bonuses, and that will take you to the prime bonus area as it is now. And if you check that over the weekend, you will see where I will have added several additional bonuses. I'm not going to be the Han Fan and put out 50, bonuses that are the same ones he puts out repeatedly. Han is a great guy, and I buy a lot of offers through him simply because it's a good, easy way for me to stock my Resale Rights Club inventory. But frequently, I'm buying something he's promoted out of the 50 or 60 items he's giving as a bonus. There may only be 1 to 3 that I don't already have. So the things I'm going to try to put out there are going to be things that are going to be unique, in some cases very new and very fresh, and in many cases they will be unique to me because they will be private label rights products that I have repackaged and bundled. You can get an idea of what some of them might look like if you were to go to the Vidneos Pinterest page, and you'll see me putting up some posters and infographs that are part of one of the products. In fact, if you go into the Facebook page for Vidneos videos or look online for the Niche Prop on Facebook or check your Twitter accounts, you'll be seeing some of those posters come through talking about why use video marketing. And there's a series of 30 different poster graphics that are part of a book and other things that are part of just one of the bonus products I'll be making available.
It's just so overwhelming. Every time you click on something, and I just followed you through and I did that, and I'm looking at why use video marketing? Obviously, I'm going to find some benefit within that. But there's just so much out there. We'd encourage people to check out vidneos.info for more information. And next time we get together, we'll be able to have a little time under our belt, so to speak. You'll know more about how this is working out, and I'll know more about it as well. But it looks like a real good tool, doesn't it?
It does, and it's also serving as a case study. As you know, and many people that have been part of my community for a long time, no, I've not been bombarding them with a ton of emails. Most of the emails they've got from me in the last year or two have simply been related to the birthday bonanza bundle. Haven't been promoting a lot of items. Doesn't mean I haven't been active out there, but I haven't been really acting that much as an affiliate marketer or JV partner. So what I'm doing with this particular campaign is over the next week, I'll be using Vidneos to carve out a marketplace for Vidneos and my particular domains, essentially starting from scratch as far as generating traffic and a community, and have a case study showing what growth there is using the tool. Another thing I'm doing, for example, if you're looking at why use video and you're seeing a graphic there of a poster or an infograph, if you were to download that and run it through a meta tag viewer, you will find out it has been embedded with keywords and branding down below the surface, so that as it gets indexed by Google and other search engines in a format that they do index, people will begin to see those pop up whenever they type in the keyword or term. And once again, that is part of the branding, that's part of driving of traffic. So what I'm doing with this campaign is I'm using some of the things that we've talked about and proving to people that it works.
Well, I'm interested in, and will be following the campaign as well. Why don't you do a little wrap for today, and then we'll be done.
Well, I think that everyone, this is something that I really think that you can benefit from, if not in the video creation. But if you've already invested in other tools like ExplainDio or VideoFX or EasySketch Pro or any of the other video creation tools, this is probably the one tool you need that will give you more value and return on your investment for the other tools you've already bought than anything you can do. It's being described by many as the new video tool for 2015. And so as video became so dominant in 2014, we're seeing it become even more dominant now, and we're seeing projections of over 70% of internet activity here by 2017 being video-related. So I, you know, don't think of it as necessarily something you've got to buy to create a video, but it's something you should buy so you can get the money back out of the video tools you already have sitting there in your toolbox. And if you're new to video, this is a great, easy way to get started and demonstrate to yourself for a very small investment that video does work, and it does work for you, and it's fairly easy, and you only really need the one tool to do it. If you've got the other tools, great. Make them get you a better return on your investment by knowing the market you're going after and how to best situate yourself for that market.
All right. Well, Dr. Capps, thank you very much for your time. I've learned a lot more about Vidneos than I knew beforehand, and I'll be talking with you again soon.
All right. Take care, and everyone out there, have a great week ahead. And don't take any air out of the football.
Indeed. Keep your hands or something like that away from them. Talk to you later. Bye now.